Carroll Broadcasting presents High School Basketball.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome down here to Elkhorn, Iowa, home of the Exire Oakland Kimbledon Spartans. Jeff Blankman with you here tonight on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM, Class 1A, Region 7 basketball postseason action for you here tonight. The Spartans are entertaining at Griswold. Griswold defeating Diagonal in the opening round the other night, 41-37 to advance, as the Spartans, of course, the number one seed in this region, did get a bye. And what a season that head coach Tom Peterson and the girls have put together so far, coming in 19-1 on the year. They went 14-0 in the Rolling Valley Conference. They have won 19 straight since losing that season opener to Riverside, kind of letting that one slip away. They defeated Woodbine their last time out to end the regular season, 62-35. Beat Griswold 66-45, knocked off Cam 70-41, got Peyton Sherdan 63-20 and topped as well Panorama by a final of 64-38. For Griswold, the Tigers tonight under head coach Aaron Hauser, they are coming in 12-10 on the year, went 5-8 in the Corner Conference. They have won one in a row and 3-2 out of their last five games, defeating Diagonal again 41-37, falling to Bedford 51-49. Beating Stanton 49-43, lost to Sydney 55-31, and defeated Red Oak as well 44-34. The winner's going to be back in action coming up on Friday. They'll take on the winner of tonight's matchup between Cam and Bedford. And, of course, if the Spartans advance on, we will have that game covered for you. We're a step away. We're coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. We're back with more basketball coverage and more of the Mackey Motors tailgate next here on KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Burkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Mackey Motors tailgate rolling on here, 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Jeff Blankman again with you here on this Tuesday night. We've got four area teams, actually five teams going. We've got two playing in IKEA Manning tonight. IKEA Manning hosting Glen Ralston, two of our local teams. You'll find that on 93.7 KKRL. Team Abbott Baird home tonight to Southeast Warren. That one on Kick 106.7. South Central Calhoun up at MMCRU tonight. We did not have a station available to bring you that broadcast here tonight. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for Griswold tonight. They'll start a 5'5 junior in Bristol Wyman, a 5'5 junior in Carson Adams, a 5'9 junior in Amanda Hauser, a 5'6 junior in Sadie Gollinghorst, a 5'9 senior in Josie Milliken. For the Spartans of Exire Oakland Kimball, they're going to go with a senior, 5'9 senior in that, Jalen Peterson, a 5'8 junior in Riley Miller, a 5'8 junior in Taryn Peterson, a 6'1 senior in Harlow Miller, and a 5'8 senior in Cadence Brandon Spore. And that is a look And our starting lineups here tonight will step away for our national anthem. Tip-off of tonight's game is coming up for you next. Thanks for listening, of course, to our Mackey Motors tailgate, brought to you by Mackey Motors, a Lake City recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
A jam-packed gymnasium down here in Elkhorn Kimbledon tonight. Jeff Blankman with you again. See Adam and Eric Borkowski across the way. Also see the entire Spore family across the way over to my left. Got Trevor Miller and Derek Reichauer, of course, the volleyball coach for the Spartans down here to my right, monitoring things here tonight. Darren Miller, the Audubon boys basketball coach, of course, in the house. His daughter, Harlow, getting set to jump things up. She'll be jumping up against Josie Milliken as we are set for basketball action here tonight. We've got a quick timeout here as Jalen Peterson getting some doctoring done by head coach Tom Peterson over here on the sidelines. Don't know if she had a little issue there, but she is now ready to go. And here we go for basketball action here tonight. Jump ball going to be controlled by the Spartans. They'll go right to left across your radio dial. Taryn Peterson into Harlow on the left block. Turnaround jumper up, no good. Riley Miller will clear the rebound. Gets it back out top now to Spore. Driving down. Nice pass from Taryn Peterson to Harlow Miller. And the layup's up and good. And the Spartans will take a 2-0 lead on a beautiful assist by Taryn Peterson. Pressure by Xyro Kern. Given the long pass stolen away that time by Spore. But her pass inside going to end up being knocked out of bounds. It's going to end up being Griswold basketball. Tried to feed that one inside, caught it right at around the free throw line off of the tip, and then tried to rifle one through a little bit of traffic. Inbounding the basketball again as Gollinghorse getting close to the five count. Now work it over on the left side. Adams looking to bring it up. Now back over to Gollinghorse. Gollinghorse going to be double teamed near half court. Gets it ahead to Hauser. She's their leading scorer down the right side. Right-handed layup is up and good over the top of Miller, and we're tied at two apiece. 2-2 our score right now. Our first tie here in the game, but quickly down on the other end. The Spartans take the lead back as Taryn Peterson laying that one up and in. It's a 4-2 lead for Xyro Kimbledon. Ball loose. Picking it up is Riley Miller. She'll get it off now over to Taryn. Three on the way. Right wing up. Good. Taryn Peterson with the three. The Spartans out now to a 7-2 lead. Pressure again. Inbounds pass going to be knocked out of bounds that time by Taryn Peterson. It'll stay with the Tigers. 6:49 to go first quarter. We're going to get a timeout called by Xyro Gordon Kimbledon. We'll step away with them. Actually, let's go ahead and keep it here. Let's kind of run through these two teams. They've only met one time. That was back in 2016. Xyro Gordon Kimbledon winning that one 64-41. Spartans coming in averaging 63 points per game offensively, while Griswold at 40 points per game. Griswold also gives up 40 points per game, with the Spartans giving up 36 points per game. Xyro Kimbledon shoots 42% from the field. The Tigers shoot 28%, 21% from the three-point line to just 25% for the Spartans. The Tigers at 53% from the free throw line. Xyro Kimbledon at 63%. The one area that the Tigers do have the advantages on the backboards, 34 rebounds per game to 29 rebounds per game. Pressure again for Xyro Kimbledon. And we're going to get Adams that time dribbling it on the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Turnover will give it back over to the Spartans. Tigers have had the ball just on their offensive end just one time here in the game. They scored on that possession. Spore will inbound into the mat court to Tarrant. With two Petersons on the floor, I'll try to call them by their first name. Same with the Millers, Harlow and Riley. Riley with it left side. Dump pass inside to Jay Lynn. She'll catch. Spins in the lane. Turnaround jumper up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Going to be pulled out of there by Gollinghorst for the Tigers. She'll get it off now to Hauser. Hauser will bring it up. Crosses over. Gets around Jay Lynn. Over now to Gollinghorst. Gollinghorst down the right side. Tipped away by Taren. It'll be picked up by Adams. Adams with it on the right wing. Shot clock down to 20. Backdoor cut, but tipping it is Taren Peterson. Cutting that time was Gollinghorst off of the right baseline. They tried to dump it to her, but Taren with that anticipation and those quick hands, able to get that one and knocks it out of bounds. Inbounding it is Wyman underneath the basket. They'll get it in over here on the right side. Milliken had to save it from going out of bounds. Now Jalen Peterson with that defensive pressure will knock the pass intended for Hauser out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. 14 on the shot clock. 6:11 to go in the first quarter. Spartans on top right now by a score of 7-2. Inbounding the basketball is Wyman. Bounce pass inside. Kick that time by Miller. We're going to get a jump ball. A Spore able to tie up Adams that time. Possession arrow is going to favor the Tigers. So they'll inbound on the baseline again. Shot clock down to 12. They'll box it up around the lane. Tom Peterson down there in that corner right now. Wyman trying to get it inbounds. Gets close to a five, and there's another steal for Taren Peterson. Now the pass is thrown away. She was trying to find Jay Lynn down the court. Adams will jump the passing lane. Off to Hauser. Spins into the right side off the block. Shot up. No good. Was cutting into the middle, then spin back to the right. Jay Lynn Peterson with the rebound. Taren Peterson's layup the other end. No good. Harlow Miller with a putback. Hits up in it. No good. And clearing the rebound is Milliken for the Tigers. 7-2 Spartans with the lead. Riley Miller with the defense on Hauser. They'll work it ahead to Adams. Skip pass underneath to Gollinghorst. Back out to Wyman. Wyman driving in. Knocked away by Taren Peterson, but it is picked up by Milliken. Pass underneath. Stolen away that time by Cadence Brandon Spore. Spore, long pass down to Jay Lynn. She stumbles on the shot. It's up no good. The rebound taken out of there that time up by Milliken. Now the pass ahead by Hauser, and we're going to get a push foul. Foul going to go against Exirocrin Kimbledon. I'll tell you what, both of these defenses now extremely aggressive, especially as you anticipated the Spartans. Zoe Rasmussen checking into the ballgame. Brooklyn Brabham going to check in as well, as Harlow and Riley Miller will check out for the Spartans. That foul on Taren Peterson, her first and the first on the Spartans. Wyman looking to get it inbounds, just gets it into Adams. Now off to Gollinghorst. Gollinghorst picks it up right side, top of the key, defended out there by Jay Lynn. Taren jumps the passing lane, her second steal tonight. She'll bring it down, leaves it off for Brabham. The layup's up and good. Brooklyn Brabham with the layup. Taren Peterson, another assist. She does such a great job of sharing the basketball. And now another long pass. That one's going to be thrown away, and it's going to be a touch, they're going to say, by Taren Peterson. Taren coming in 20 points per game, but also averages 5 assists and 6 steals. So she does everything for this Spartan club. Not that they don't have other great players, but she's one of those players that can excel in every area. She can make shots if you need it. She can dish the ball and get her teammates set up. She can rebound. She defends really well. That pass is going to be thrown away. Nice pressure again by Brabham and the Spartan defense. They'll create the turnover. That one goes up into the Spartan student section, and it will be Spartan basketball. Timeout called by Griswold. 9-2 lead right now for Exirocrin Kimbledon. We're back in 30 seconds here on KCIM.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Spartans with the basketball. Taren Peterson looking to bring it up. Wyman will apply some full court man-to-man pressure. Tigers will drop back into a half court man-to-man. Brabham over it to Spore, left side top of the key, penetrates in lane, kick pass on the right wing. Peterson, Taren going to drive into the lane with the basketball. Layup's up in good. She does such a good job of getting to the hole. She's got 7 so far here in the game. And it's an 11-2 lead, and we've got a near turnover again. We're going to get a kick. Going to go against the Spartans. Riley Miller, Harlow Miller going to check back into the ballgame. They'll check in now for the two Petersons. So Jalen and Taryn both going to get a quick breather. 4:35 to go here in this first quarter of play. It's been all Spartan so far, up 11-2. Hauser looking inbound the ball, gets it underneath, and we're going to get a travel as Adams had to catch that one at full speed because Kaden's Brandon Spore, another one of those players that does everything for this team. 8 points, 5 assists, 5 steals, and 5 rebounds per game. She was running right along, so that forced Adams to have to dead sprint to get the ball and just couldn't get herself under control to not take an extra step before she got the dribble down. Lob pass from Spore underneath to Harlow Miller, and the shot is up and good for Harlow Miller. Cadence Brandon Spore, one of those assists, 13-2 in favor of the Spartans. Pressure again for Exiro Kinkibble. The ball comes in to Hauser. Rasmussen, who's a terrific shooter, will defend. She'll get it up across half court. Spore comes in to double team. Hauser flips the double team, drives down, shots up no good, but a whistle and a foul. Going to go against against the Spartans. That one's going to go, I think, on Rasmussen. We'll see. They haven't put it up on the board. It is Rasmussen. I thought that who it would go on. That's going to be her first and the team second. Hauser at the line. 54% on the season. And the free throw on the way. It is up and good. 13-3 our score right now in favor of the Spartans. Brabham Spore will check out. Taryn and Jalen Peterson back in as Coach Tom Peterson kind of really substituting two at a time here, playing seven, but keeping everybody fresh so they can play with that defense intensity. Second free throw up, no good. Harlow Miller will come down with a rebound. Taryn will bring it up. Kick pass over to Jalen, right side. She's going to drive down the lane, gets in for the left-handed layup. It's up and good. First bucket here tonight for Jalen Peterson, 15-3 in favor of the Spartans. 3:40 to go first quarter. Wyman nearly dribbled into a trap. Ball tipped into the backcourt. Wyman will pick it up. Gets it up across half court. Now over to Adams. Penetrates down on the right side. Her pass knocked out of bounds by Peterson. But they had her triple team down on the baseline. And the Spartans right now playing with a physicality and a defensive energy that I haven't seen out of anybody all year. Even the games I've covered with them, they're really into it here tonight. Lob pass up top. That one's going to be almost thrown away, but tracking it down is Gollinghorst. Taryn Peterson will defend her, working hard defensively, and they're going to call Taryn for the foul. I thought maybe they were going to get Gollinghorst with the push. I thought Taryn was doing a pretty nice job of staying away from her, and Gollinghorst took the off arm and shoved her. So that would be 2 on Taryn Peterson. That'll be the 3rd on the Spartans. Tigers will inbound over on the far side. I think he gave the wrong number because he gave 23 and she wasn't even around the play. So they'll switch it over. I'm guessing the 13, that's going to be the call. Taryn will check out. Spore going to check back in. So now if you hear me say Peterson, it's Jalen. She's the only Peterson on the floor. Inbounds pass to Hauser near half court. Defended out there by Spore. Works it over to the left side. Penetrates down. Ball stolen away that time by Spore. Her second steal. She's out on the break. Riley Miller with her a little bit late for the pass. Gets it now out to Jalen. Right side top of the key. Drives in the lane. Pull up jumper up and good. Jalen Peterson with another bucket. 17-3 in favor of the Spartans. 3:05 to go here in the first quarter. Hauser trying to break that full court pressure. Lobs it ahead to Gollinghorst. Gollinghorst down to the right corner to Adams. 2-foot, 2-point jumper. They're going to give her 3. I thought she was just on the line, but they're going to say she was behind it. The 3 will fall, and it's 17-6. Pressure this time by the Tigers. Near turnover for the Spartans. Jalen will get it back over now to Spore. Right side to Miller. 3-point shot on the way up. No good. Rebound good. Box out that time by Adams, and that allows Hauser to get the rebound back over to Adams. Lob pass it down to the left corner. They'll work it back up top now to Milliken. Alexis Steinoff on the floor. 3-point shot for Hauser is up and good. Her first 3 tonight, and all of a sudden we've got a 17-9 ball game. That lead is 8. Cadence Brandon Spore going to drive in. Has the ball knocked away. Coming out of there with it is Milliken. And Hauser's going to bring it up, works it up across half court, picks it up, gets it off now to Adams. Adams on the left side, going to drive in, pull up jumper inside the free throw line. It's up no good. Spore will clear the rebound, her first rebound tonight. And then Spore is going to be called for the double dribble. Wanted to pass it ahead. Nobody was looking back. And the Spartans all of a sudden here going through a little bit of a rough spot. We're going to get some substitutions checking in now for Griswold. Zoe Amos will check back into the ballgame. Wyman going to inbound the basketball. Also checking into the ballgame. Back in is Gollinghorst. Adams with it out top, looks for the cutter. Ball is knocked away. Riley Miller going to come up with the steal. Her second. She just quietly goes out and does a lot of the little things that don't always show up in the scorebook. Rasmussen underneath to Hartle. Kick out past the Spore. Left wing three up. In and out. No good. Battle for the rebound. Jalen Peterson pulls it down. Shot up. No good. And Riley Miller over the back on the rebound. That is going to be her first. That is four right now on Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton here in the first quarter. Just a minute 37 to go, so should be able to get through. Free throws or no free throws coming up. Inbounds pass coming up here for Gollinghorst. Spartans going to drop back out of the full court pressure. Adams will bring it up. Works it over to the left side. Spore will pick her up. Defender, they're there. Backdoor cut. They don't find it. Adams with the left side. Finds Gollinghorst now off into the corner. Steinhoff trying to drive in. She's going to be tied up by Jalen Peterson. Possession arrow will favor the Spartans. It was 17-3, but back-to-back threes for the Tigers have cut it to 17-9. Tigers not coming out with some full court pressure. Rasmussen will inbound it to Spore. Spore, they're going to clear out and just let her bring it up. It's a one-on-one defense right now with Wyman. She'll get it across half court over to Rasmussen, right corner, brings it up on the wing, up top to Jalen. Riley goes and posts up in the middle. They'll flip it back up top to Rasmussen. She'll attack down the right side. Brings it down on the block. Finds Spore on the right wing. Lob pass now into Harlow. A little bit tall. Harlow trying to save it. We're going to get a jump ball. The Steinhoff tied her up. Possession arrow this time favoring the Tigers. And the Spartans a little bit out of sync right now offensively. Jalen will check out. And Brabham will check back onto the floor. Steinhoff also checking out. Checking back in will be Wyman. For Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton, for the Tigers. Adams brings it down, lobs it to Dorsher, who's on the floor. She'll have it down in the left corner. And now Dorsher checking in, a 5'6 sophomore, attacks in. Bounce pass going to be thrown away. And that time, Wyman was penetrating in, expected Dorsher to cut on the baseline. She didn't, so she threw a bounce pass to where nobody was at. Spartans have it, 45.4 to go here in the first quarter of play. It was all Exira earlier, and now the Tigers coming back a little bit here. Spore with it over to the right side. Brabham going to attack down on the baseline. Gets in for the layup. It's up and good. Nice attack that time by Brooklyn Brabham. She's got four on the night. And that stops the 6-0 run. It's 19-9 now in favor of the Spartans. They'll come back out with some pressure in the half court. Adams trying to dribble away from the double team. Trapped over by the bench. Gets it to Ausher. She'll drive in the lane. Right-handed scoop shot up. No good. Harlow Miller will clear her fourth rebound. Off now to Spore. 8 seconds to go. They'll get it up across half court. Spore is going to penetrate in. Gets to the rim. She'll get to the free throw line. And there's going to be a foul on Bristol Wyman. That'll be number one on her. And the first foul against the Tigers here in this first quarter. 4.4 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Cadence Brandon Spore heading to the line. 62% on the year. First free throw's coming up here for the Spartans, and the free throw's up off the back of the rim. No good. Riley Miller, Brooklyn Brabham come over and talk with head coach Tom Peterson. Adams will check out as Aaliyah Baxter will check into the ballgame. A 5'5 sophomore for Griswold. Free throw by Spore up. No good. Harlow Miller, the offensive rebound. Put back. No good. And that's pretty much going to do it as the Tigers get the rebound. But we are through at one quarter of a play. It was all Spartans early. They lead at 19-9 as the Tigers with back-to-back threes got themselves back into the ballgame. Second quarter is 1 minute away right here on at 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Starting with the basketball, 10-point lead here as we start the second quarter of play. Jeff Storyhan in the house tonight for us. He's taking pictures. Those will be free to download on the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page. Jeannie's sponsoring him being down here tonight, so we thank her for that. Those will be free for everybody to download. Jalen Peterson scoring for the Spartans after the assist for Cadence Brandspor. And now we get a tie-up on the other end. It'll stay with the Tigers. 21-9. Again, Jeannie Kirkhoff has her Facebook page. She sponsors Jeff to go out and take photos for us sometimes. So those photos are then uploaded, and Jeff will get them up either later tonight or tomorrow onto Jeannie's Facebook page. You can go on there, and then you can download those professional photos for free of tonight's game. Griswold is going to throw it into the backcourt as the defensive pressure created a turnover. Hauser that time thought somebody was out top on the left side. There wasn't, as everybody had slid over to the right side, kind of cleared out. Pass goes into the backcourt, so that's an over and back. Spartans will have it, 7:28 to go first half. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. We'll talk with Tom Peterson and one of the girls. Riley Miller inside now to Jalen Peterson. She's going to be bumped and fouled. At that time, she was posting up against Camille Dorsher. Dorsher, just a 5'6 sophomore, and Jalen's got the size and also the strength on her and was able to back her down. We're going to get a couple of substitutions as Gollinghorst and Milliken will check in. Dorsher will check out, as will Amos. Spore to inbound on the baseline. They'll lob it into Jalen on the right corner. Out to a Spore, three on the way. In and out, no good. Offensive rebound taken down by Jalen. She'll kick it back to Spore inside to Harlow Miller. Harlow Miller, another bucket and another assist for Cadence Brandon Spore. I've got her for four of those here tonight. It's 23-9 now, 14-point lead. A near steal by Jalen coming up with a Deshauser. She'll dump it down to Gollinghorst left side. Out to Adams, three on the way up in good. So Griswold staying in this right now with some three-pointers. The lead is 12. They've made three of them so far here in the ballgame. Back inside to Jalen. Turnaround jumper, no good. Harlow Miller, the offensive rebound. Put back, no good. Rebound going to bound, out of bounds. And it's going to be Tiger basketball. Harlow already six rebounds. Does such a great job of just going straight up. Brooklyn Brabham going to check back into the ballgame. She'll check in. Taryn Peterson coming in with her two fouls. Jalen Peterson and Spore will check out. Now if you hear me say Peterson, it's Tarrant. We'll get you some other updates to some other games here during the next dead ball. Pass comes to Hauser up top. Finds the cutter, Gollinghorst. Her layup is up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Putback is no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Tarrant Peterson. Her first of the night. She'll push it up right side. Kicks it down to the corner to Riley. Dump pass inside to Harlow. Back out to Riley. Three on the way from the wing up. No good. And the rebound taken out of that time by Wyman. Wyman will run it up the right side. Gets all the way down. Layup's up. No good. Harlow Miller and Taryn Peterson were there defensively. Harlow got the rebound off to Taryn. Her layup off the left side with the right hand. Good on the other end. So Taryn Peterson now unofficially with nine. It's 25-12. Spartans with the lead. 5:50 to go here in the first half. Spartans are attacking the rim and really pounding it inside. Not a lot of threes. And that time, Taryn Peterson tipped the ball off of the legs of Adams. Rasmussen will come up with the loose ball. They'll get it back to Taryn. She'll push it ahead. Crosses over off to Rasmussen. Rasmussen open three. Great shooter. Three on the way. It's up. No good. Harlow Miller, another rebound. Her eighth inside to Taryn. And the layup's up and good. Taryn cut in. Harlow Miller found her. 27-12 now. That's the largest lead. Taryn nearly comes up with another steal, jumping a pass over by the Spartans bench, but Adams will pick up the loose ball. They'll hand it back off now to Wyman. 2-3 zone this time. Nope, still man-to-man. They just look like they're in a 2-3. Bounce pass over to the left side. Nope, they have switched into a 2-3 zone. Adams looking to attack. Taryn Peterson's going to knock it away. Trevor Miller will pick it up down on the baseline. 4:59 to go. Jalen Peterson will check in for Rasmussen. 4:59 to go here in the half. 27-12. Again, the largest lead of the game right now for the Spartans. They were up 10 at the end of the first quarter. Got up 17-3 early in the game. Hauser open for another three. It's up and good. So what I've seen here from the Tigers, you don't want to leave them alone. They can hit the three. If you can take that away, I think you've got a chance to run away with this. And then now a turnover by Xyrokin Kimbleton. And Coach Peterson not going to be happy. I don't think he wants to see what we saw in the first quarter, and that is you jump out to a huge lead early, and then you allow the Tigers to kind of crawl their back way back in. Pass underneath from Wyman. They'll kick it down under the corner to Adams. 16-footer on the way up, no good. Harlow Miller has got 9 rebounds here tonight. Taryn Peterson's long pass. It's tipped by Hauser, but it'll end up with Jay Lynn. Dumps it underneath to Harlow. Shot blocked. Put a whistle on a foul. Going to go on Milliken. That'll be her first and the second against the Tigers here in the quarter. So Harlow Miller will head to the free throw line. Harlow has not attempted one yet tonight. 49% on the season. First time she's since been out for basketball again since her freshman year, and she's put together a heck of a season. We will be deciding our all-rewind kids. That's our all-stars from the 11 schools we cover, and of course, the Spartans are part of that. We're going to decide that on Sunday of this week, coming weekend. So Harlow makes that second free throw. I'll start posting that list and sending out our invites to our all-star festivities. And I'll do that probably early next week. Got to get through the State Boys Wrestling Tournament and some of the playoffs here this week. But we're going to decide all of that information on Sunday. Skip pass, nearly stolen away by Jalen Peterson. And now Adams going to get it. Jalen's going to pick up the foul. And that'll be number one on her. Team foul number one on the Spartans here in the quarter. 4:09 to go. First half of play, 28-15. Tigers just kind of hanging around here in the game. They've hit 4 threes to just 1 for Xyrokin Kimbleton. Again, the Spartans really pounding it inside. Turnaround jumper this time up, no good for Adams. Rebound is taken out of there by Jalen Peterson. I've got her for 3 rebounds. Off to Spore. She'll push it up right side. Attacks down to the baseline. Bounces it back to Jalen. Right wing 3 up. Off the rim, no good. Harlow battling for the rebound, comes up with it and puts it back up and in. Harlow Miller now with almost a double-double here, and we're still in the first half. I've got her unofficially 9 points, 10 rebounds. That's unofficial, of course. Hauser with it over on the right side. And now we get a timeout called by Griswold. The official underneath the basket called it, and he was the one that saw it. So timeout called by Griswold. 3:30 to go here in the first half of play. We're back in 30 seconds here on KCIM.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
We do have some updates from some of our other area games going on tonight. Coon Rapids Bear leading Southeast Warren 17-3 after the first quarter. Crusaders had an 8-0 run and a 7-0 run in that first quarter. It's Glenn Ralston on top of IK Manning 17-9 at the end of the first quarter. They had 4 lead changes and 4 ties in that first quarter, but an 8-point lead for the Wildcats heading into the second quarter over at IK Manning. That game on 93.7 KKRL. We've got the Coon Rapids Bear game on kick. We'll write recaps of those 3 games, this one and those 2, plus the South Central Calhoun game that we are not able to broadcast tonight. Just 3 stations and 4 games. So that one we're not able to get to, but we'll get the information from Coach Bada after the game. And you can find the full recap stories with, of course, all of the stats from the game on the Brinks Exterior Sports Report. That is posted, of course, at sports.1380kcm.com. Also on the CB Sports Network Facebook page and Twitter pages as well. Jalen Peterson with good defense in the corner and forces Adams that time to dribble it on the sideline right in front of the Spartan student section. Xyrokin Kimbleton with a basketball up right now 30-15, 3:18 to go here in the first half of play. Brandon Spore will bring it up, gets it up across half court, works it to Jalen, right side, top of the key. Rasmussen cutting through the lane. Brabham pops out. They'll get it to her left side, top of the key to Miller. That's Riley running the baseline out to Rasmussen, throwing the way up, good. Told you that Zoe can shoot it. She is a fantastic three-point shooter. Spartans with their largest lead of the game right now. That's 33-15. Adams out top with it, looking for some help. Spore defense forces her over to the right. They'll skip pass over now to Gollinghorst, down to the right side to Milliken, back off to Gollinghorst. Gollinghorst will bring it up top. Cutting through is Wyman. They'll find her, but she's in a double team, goes down to her knees, and they're going to call her for a travel. She was cutting through the lane, wasn't anticipating the pass, and the ball kind of hit her, and then there was two defenders right there, so that was a really tough play for her. 18-point lead right now for the Spartans. Harlow Miller checking in for Brabham. Spartans have Rasmussen, Spore, Harlow and Riley Miller, and Jalen Peterson on the floor right now. Spore brings it up the right side, penetrates down, kick pass over to Rasmussen. Nice saver on the left corner. Probably stepped on the baseline, but the official didn't have a good angle. Riley Miller now off to Jalen Peterson, left side, top of the key. Looks to drive, started right, cuts back left, kicks it back over to the right side. Riley Miller open for three, up, no good. Long rebound taken out of there by Wyman for the Tigers. She'll push. Spartans get back, though, defensively. Up top to Adams, right side, top of the key. She'll back it out behind the 10-foot line on the volleyball floor. Adams just dribbling it out there. Rasmussen will defend. Gets it down into the corner to Wyman on the right side. Drives in on the baseline. Scoop pass out to Hauser. Left elbow jumper up. No good. Long rebound to Wyman. Put back no good. And Jalen Peterson will clear her fourth rebound. Off now to Riley. Riley's going to push it up. Kicks it over to Spore. Tipped out of bounds, though. Last touched by Wyman, who hustled back defensively to get into that passing lane. Minute 42 to go, first half. Steinhoff going to check back into the ball game for Wyman. Spore will inbound. They get one in each corner. Jalen was on the left elbow. Cut down the lane. Shot is up. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. Are we going to get a jump ball? No, it's still loose. Steinhoff will pick it up. Gets the ball out now to Dorscher. Dorscher back to Hauser. Down to a minute and a half to go. Our Mackey Motors halftime report coming up. Hauser penetrates right side. Kicks it down to the baseline. Milliken drives in. Her pass, skip pass, is stolen away by Rasmussen. Her first steal. Now she's double-teamed in the corner. Gets it off to Harlow. Harlow will get it back to Rasmussen. Got to get it up across half court. Rasmussen will. Rasmussen started right. Cuts back left. Now dribbles back over to the right side. Shot clock at 20. Over to the left side to Spore. Spore finds it. Jalen just inside the free throw line. Pull-up jumper no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Steinhoff. Over now to Adams. Spartans aren't shooting it really well here tonight with their defense and their ability to get to the rim, as Hauser not able to save an errant pass as she was cutting down the right side of the lane. It'll go out of bounds. So I think if the Spartans start to knock down some shots here in the second half, they'll take control. They're already up 18. Taryn Peterson in for Jalen Peterson, but they've had several shots in the lane that just haven't gone. They've had some open threes that haven't gone. They usually shoot it a little bit better than that from the field. Coming into the night, shooting 42% from the field. Spore's going to drive in. Her shot is blocked, though. Getting over there defensively was Milliken. And the ball going to go out of bounds off of Spore. That was a nice attack down on the right baseline. But Milliken did a nice job of getting over there late and blocking that shot. Taryn Peterson will check out. Brabham will check in. Don't want Taryn to pick up a third here in the last 40 seconds of this first half. Hauser's going to bring it up. They'll try to get through the rest of the half, keeping her on the bench. Hauser over to the right corner. Milliken down to the baseline. Kicks it back over now to the right wing. Hauser three is up in. Good. She has got three threes here in the ballgame. She's got 12 points, 12 of their 18. She has kept them in the ballgame. Spore going to work it up across half court. Spartans will hold for the final shot here. 14 seconds to go. Harlow Miller comes out to set a screen. They'll wait till about probably 7 or 8 seconds to go. Spore now fakes like she's going to go off the screen. Lost it, and we're going to get a travel on Exiro Kron-Kibbleton. So not a real well-executed play that time by Exiro Kron-Kibbleton. Spark Tigers will have 4.2 seconds left to inbound the basketball. They're trying to get it inbounds with Adams. Lobs it up. Rasmussen nearly comes up with the steal. Steinhoff will get it. Her shot from half court is short. Rasmussen comes up with the rebound, but not able to get a shot off. And the first half will come to an end. Spartans have been in control, but the Tigers just kind of hanging around. Our halftime score right now, 33-18, as Griswold scores 9 in both quarters. The Spartans follow up a 19-point first quarter with a 14-point second quarter. So we will snap away, take a break. We're back with the first part of our Mackey Motors Halftime Report coming up next right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service
You
can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Halftime show brought here tonight by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. It's kind of been an interesting, really, first half of play here. You feel like Exirocrin Kimbolden is in complete control, and realistically, they kind of are. They're up 15, but they just haven't really been able to put this one away because Griswold has shot it well from the outside, especially Hauser and Adams. Hauser with three threes, Adams with two threes. They've got all 18 of their points as Hauser has a two-point basket and a free throw here. They're one of two from the free throw line in the first half. Hasn't been a lot of free throws. The Spartans are one of four. Exirocrin Kimbolden really pounding it inside. Both quarters kind of played out similar in a way that Exirocrin Kimbolden got out quickly, led it 2-0. Then it was 2-2, made it an old 13-2 lead. It was up to 17-3 on a bucket, a back-to-back buckets really from Jalen Peterson, and then back-to-back threes by Exirocrin Kimbolden made it 17-9. Spartans would lead it 19-9 off of a bucket from a Brooklyn Brabham. That was at the end of the first quarter. Jalen Peterson then made it 21-9. Harlow Miller stretched it to 23-9. A three-point shot for the Tigers made it 23-12. It got all the way up to 27-12, eventually getting up to 33-15. After Harlow Miller had a free throw and then a bucket, And then Zoe Rasmussen made it 33-15, but another three-pointer late in the first half. The fifth of the half, of course, for the Tigers kind of, you know, made it where it's a tight ball game again. So, like I said, Xyra not shooting it real, real well. They're playing well. They've gotten some, you know, turnovers that aren't going to make Coach Peterson happy. Some of them are just out of control, but they're getting to the rim a lot. They're really pounding the ball inside. Most of their shots have come from the inside. They've missed some bunnies. They've missed some open threes. I think if those start to fall for them here in the second half, you'll really see them try to open this thing up a little bit. But I think if you're Coach Peterson, for the most part, you got to be really happy. They've played seven right now. Every single one of those girls have come in and contributed in some really positive ways for the team here in the first half. If you're the Tigers, got to love the way the bench is into the game. You got to love the way they haven't quit their pressure on defense. They've gone full court, has created a couple of those turnovers for Xyra and Kimbleton. They're working hard on the glass. They're blocking some shots. And when they get those open threes, they've been able to knock them down here in the first half. Spartans, though, lead it here 33-18 at the Mackey Motors Halftime Report. Our Culver's Player of the Game coming up again in the postgame. We're back with a look at our first half numbers coming up next for you here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Halftime show again brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the Jam Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Let's take a look at our numbers here in the first half. Unofficially, of course, for Griswold. You've got Carson Adams with 6 points and Amanda Hauser with 12 points. They went 1 of 2 from the free throw line. For the Spartans, Jalen Peterson, 6 points to go with 4 rebounds. Riley Miller with a rebound, an assist, and a couple of steals. Taryn Peterson, 11 points, a rebound, 2 assists, and 3 steals. Harlow Miller, just shy of a double-double in the first half, 9 points, 10 rebounds, and assist. Cadence Brandon Spohr has gotten a rebound, 4 assists, and 2 steals. And Zoe Rasmussen, 3 points with a rebound and a steal. Brooklyn Brabham, also off of the bench, has played well with 4 points. The Spartans go 1 of 2 from the free throw line. We are coming to you live here from the Gatorade broadcast booth, distributed by Pepsi Beverages in Carroll. Gatorade helping athletes fuel, recover, and perform. We'll be back with the second half coming up for you next, right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Give me an update on some of the other games going on around our area here tonight. Coon Rapids Bear leading Southeast Warren 29-12. That game at the halftime. We'll get you an update on that Glidden IK Manning game when it goes to the halftime. And it is an update just coming in as they just went to the halftime. Glidden Ralston up 25-19 at the break. Combined 24 fouls and 38 free throws in that first half of play tonight over in Manning. Spartans with the basketball going left to right across your radio dial. They'll feed it inside to Jalen Peterson. Misses the layup. Hauser comes out of there with the rebound. Good play to start the second half. The Spartans just didn't get the shot to fall. They got a wide open shot at the rim that time for Jalen. Milliken with it over on the left side. Brings it up on the wing. Off now to Gallenhorst. Over to Hauser. Hauser defended by Spohr. Tipped away. Hauser will gather it back in. Spins. Riley Miller comes over for the double team. Knocks it away. It'll go out of bounds, though, off of Riley. And it will be Tiger basketball. They reset the shot clock. I don't think they're supposed to. So let's see if they're going to take it down to 14 seconds. It's a good catch by the officials. Calling horse duel inbounds. Down on the baseline. They box it up around the lane. Bounce pass inside. Knocked away by Riley Miller, but gathered in that time by Wyman. Her shot up no good. Karen with the rebound off to Jalen. A layup on the right side, this time up in good. Jalen Peterson with another bucket. 35-18 in favor of Xyrock and Kimbleton, their largest lead here in the game. Hauser with it, nearly stolen away by Jalen. It's still loose on the floor. She'll pick it up near half court. Got her dribble back. Dribbles it off with the leg that time to Jalen. And Jalen going to be called for the block. So that'll be number two on Jalen. First foul against the Spartans here in the half. So Wyman inbound down on the baseline. Right in front of the Tiger bench. He'll get it into Adams. Adams spins back up top. They're running a lot of motion right now. Everybody caught and moving. They'll get it off on a handoff to Hauser up top. Dribbles over to the right side. Attacks down to the baseline. Pass to the free throw line. Jumper on the way from Gollinghorst up. No good. Jalen Peterson with her fifth rebound. Off now to Spohr. Spohr's got Riley on the left side. Catches it. Shot blocked. And a whistle and a foul going to go on Gollinghorst. And that is going to be her first, and Riley Miller will head to the free throw line to shoot a pair. So Riley at the line, 55% free throw shooter on the season. Free throw on the way, it is up and no good. Second free throw coming up for our two-time All-Rewind Softball Player of the Year in Riley Miller, one of the elite softball players in this area of the state and in the state in general. Second one up, no good. Arlo Miller with the rebound. Her putback is no good. And the rebound is taken down that time by Hauser. Hauser will bring it up. They'll triple team her near half court. Taryn Peterson almost jumped the passing lane. Ball going to go through the hands that time. Looked like it went off of Adams, but they're going to say that it was off of Taryn and out of bounds. So they'll stay with the Tigers. They'll inbound right over in front of the Spartan parent section. Inbound pass stolen away by Spohr, her third of the ballgame. Spohr will bring it up. Nice pass underneath there. Riley just couldn't squeeze that one in. It'll go out of bounds, and it'll be Tiger basketball. So a turnover that time for Xyrocorn Kimbleton. Not real crisp on the offensive end. They played very good defensively tonight. I'm sure coach will say they've given up too many open three looks, but they've really harassed the ball handlers here tonight. But not real crisp on the offensive end. And we get a travel. Nice defense that time by Taryn Peterson. And Gollinghorst changed pivot feet. And that'll be a turnover on her. Tigers will stay with some full court man-to-man pressure. Cadence will get it into Taryn. Taryn going to look to bring it up. They'll just wave everybody off. And Taryn will get it up across half court. Peterson with it out right side. Lob pass into Jalen in the lane. Kick out pass. Four open for three. Left side up. No good. Harlow with the offensive rebound. Put back. No good. Jalen will clear it. Goes back up. She's going to draw some contact and get herself. No. We get a jump ball call. And the possession are going to favor the Tigers. So the official calling a jump ball on that one as Jalen went up for the shot. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Adams will bring it up, takes it down in the corner, hands it off to Hauser on the right wing. Hauser up to the right elbow, spins down the lane. Kick pass down to the corner. They'll skip it from the right corner to the left corner to Milliken. Milliken with it, looking for some help, finds the cutter. Hauser gets to the left block, goes up over the defense. The shot is up, no good. Jalen Peterson just picked up her third. So Jalen Peterson with three fouls here in the ballgame. That'll be the second against the Spartans here in the quarter. Zoe Rasmussen will check in for it. Hauser at the line, a 1-2 tonight, 54% on the season. The first one's up in good. 35-19. Peterson will check out. That's Jalen. So if you hear me say Peterson, about the player with the ball out on the floor right now, it's Taryn. Second free throw coming up here for Hauser. It's up. That one is up and nothing but the bottom of the net. She is 3 of 4 from the line. She's pretty much been most of their offense here tonight. She's got, 14 of their 20 points so far here tonight. Rasmussen up top with it left side. Works it over on the wing. Inside now to Harlow off her fingertips. Unable to save it. And another turnover going to go against the Spartans here. Tom Peterson not real happy, and understandably so. Like I said here a moment ago, they are really good on the defensive end, but just seem a little bit out of sync on the offensive end. Bringing it up is Adams over to the right wing, Goldwitzer. Now off to Milliken, to Hauser. Hauser down to the corner. Hauser trying to back in. That's going to be taken away. Nice bounce pass to the cutter. Adams on the baseline, and she finds the cutter. Gollinghorst, and Gollinghorst with her first bucket here tonight. And at 35-22, we're going to get a timeout called by Xyrol Corn-Kimbleton. 4:52 to go, third quarter. The lead down to 13 at 35-22. Back in 30 seconds here on KCIM.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Second half starting out, all Spartans again here tonight, but Griswold has kind of chiseled their way back into this one here in the third quarter, down right now. Still a 13-point ballgame, but it was 17 here just a little bit ago. Spartans have been stuck on 35 for quite some time. They've scored just 2 points in the first 3 minutes and 8 seconds of this third quarter. That was after setting up a perfect play to get the ball inbounds and get a shot to start the second half. Taryn Peterson will bring it up, gets it up across half court. Defended out there by Wyman as the Tigers stay man-to-man. Taryn will penetrate in, kick pass to Rasmus, and now to Spore. Up top to Riley Miller, her jumper on the way up, no good. Harlow with the offensive rebound. The shot is blocked. Rasmussen comes down with a rebound, and the ball is out of bounds off of Rasmussen. Now I think we're going to get a blocked shot, and the ball is going to go over to the Tigers. To the Spartans. The outside official coming in and saying the Tigers block that one. But Milliken's done a really nice job blocking some shots inside. They get it in now to Rasmussen. Her three on the way up, no good. And it is going to be Milliken coming down with a rebound for the Tigers. 4:25 left in this one. Hauser, or left in the third quarter, I should say. Hauser out high on the left side. 2-3 zone for the Spartans. Pass is tipped. Gathering in is Adams. Adams dribbles down the right side, bounces it down to goal. Witzer ball is loose. Harlow Miller will come up with it. Harlow off to Taryn. Taryn will push it ahead. She's going to attack down the lane. Layup up. A good count the basket. She'll draw the foul. And Taryn Peterson back on the board here in this third quarter. Karen had not scored since she put them up 25-12 back in the second quarter. So hasn't been really looking for her shot a lot tonight. That foul on Adams, her first. Taryn Peterson at the line has not attempted one tonight. 71% free throw shooter. That one is up and no good. And Dorsher will come down with a rebound. Taryn, of course, our defending All Rewind Girls Basketball Player of the Year. She's certainly probably going to be a finalist for that award again this year. We've got a lot of girls, though, with a chance to win that one, so it's going to be not an easy choice. We'll announce that on the day of our All-Star festivities, which are free and open to the public. Anybody can come and watch. We've got an All-Star girls basketball game, an All-Star boys basketball game. We also have all of our top wrestlers there. And for both girls and boys, we'll have a dodgeball tournament involving our wrestlers, our swimmers, and our bowlers from the schools that we cover. Zoe Rasmussen coming up with a rebound. Krista Wyman with her second foul. Second foul, or third, I should say, against the Tigers here in the quarter. Taryn driving in, shot blocked again that time by Adams. Tom Peterson wanted some contact on that shot. Hauser will get it up across half court. Gets it up. Spartans drop back into a 2-3 zone. They work it over on the right wing again to Wyman. Back up top to Adams. Adams down to the baseline, stolen away again by Spohr. Her fourth. And then we get a lot of contact. Ball going to be knocked out of bounds. Dorsher going to have it go off of her. Steinhoff will check back into the ballgame. She'll check in now for Wyman. Spartans will have the ball up 37-22, 3:09 to go in this third quarter of play. Again, Saturday, March the 14th, free event up at the Carroll High School gym. Everything will get underway. Doors will open about 11 o'clock or so. Karen's three up no good. Hauser will come down with the rebound, pushes it down, nearly stolen away. Gets it out now to Adams over the left side. Steinhoff, her three, it's up. It is no good. And Harlow Miller with another rebound. I've got her for 14 of them. Long pass down to Riley. Can't squeeze it in. And the ball will go out of bounds off of Riley Miller. I think she was thinking about the layup before she squeezed that one in. Never makes that mistake in the pitcher circle or when she plays shortstop as well. She is just a fantastic softball player. One of the best I've ever covered. Been doing this for 27 years, so that says a little bit of something. Hauser bounces it in out of Milliken. Back out to Hauser on the right wing. Taryn knocks it away. Picked up by Hauser. Pass inside to Dorsher. Double team comes. Kicks it back out to Hauser. Her three on the way up. Good. Got that one right over Taryn Peterson, who was there in position and almost came up with a block. Riley now with the catch and the basket. The layup is up and good. And Riley Miller will head to the free throw line. That is an outstanding pass, catch, and play. And Riley Miller able to get that one to fall. That foul on Adams is going to be her second. And Riley Miller at the line. Looking for her first make there tonight. Free throw on the way. It is up, no good. And Hauser will clear the rebound. 14-point lead, just over two to go in the third quarter. Our Culver's player of the game coming up in the postgame. I'll put the banner together of our Culver's player of the game. We'll get that out on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages. We've got a timeout called by Griswold. 2:01 left here in the third. We're back in 30 seconds here on KCIM.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Bristol Wyman inbound over on the far side for Griswold. Get it into Hauser in the backcourt. Wise decision by her to let it go into the backcourt. Penetrates down the left side. Pull-up jumper. It's up no good. Dorsher with the rebound. Going to be tied up by Riley Miller. And the possession there will favor the Tigers. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Minute 49 to go here in the third. Looks like they're going to put all four across the free throw line. Lyman inbound down on the baseline. They'll cut Steinhoff on into the corner. They get Hauser open left corner. Pump fake. Gets around. Spohr drives in. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. Going to go against Xyrokin Kimbleton. That's going to go on Spohr. That'll be number one on Spohr. Team foul number three here in the quarter against the Spartans. So Hauser this time going to inbound. Down on the baseline. They'll put two on the left block, two at the free throw line. Steinhoff cuts into the left corner. They'll lob it up top. Wyman dribbles over to the right side, bounces it down to Milliken on the baseline, drives in, cut off on the baseline. Double team with Riley and Harlow Miller. They're trying to come up with a steal, gets it to Steinhoff, out to Hauser. Hauser right side, top of the key, penetrates in, kick pass over to the right wing to Wyman. Wyman brings it up towards the top of the key, stops, now hands it off to Hauser, and we're going to get a reach-in foul again. Going to go on Spohr. So that's two quick ones on Spohr, and that is four now on the Spartans here in the quarter. One more, and we'll get free throws the rest of this quarter. Adams checking in now for Steinhoff. Credit the Tigers. They have battled here tonight. This is a good ball club. They come in 12-10. This is probably a tougher opener than you think a number one seed in a region should get in that first round. Coon Rapids buried up 42-12 on Southeast Warren in their opening game tonight. Milliken with it over on the left side. Picks up a dribble. Bounces it now off to Adams. Adams works it down on the left wing, brings it back up top. Now finds Hauser cutting down the lane. Bounce pass to Dorscher. Her layup right side up and good. First bucket here tonight for Camille Dorscher, the 5'6 sophomore. And just like that, we're back to a 12-point game at 39-27. Taryn Peterson going to try and take over, I think, now. As her team's struggling offensively, they're going to wave the shot off, say the foul was on the floor. And that foul going to go on Bristol Wyman, her third. That'll be five, so Taryn will head to the free throw line to shoot two. Peterson at the line 0 for 1 tonight, but 71% on the season. Free throw on the way, it's up in good. That'll make it 40-27. We've had one tie in this game. That came all the way back at 2. We're not in any threat right now of having a tie. Gollinghorst going to check into the ball game. Wyman will have check out. Taryn Peterson makes both free throws. The lead is at 14. Spartans, though, just 8 points here in this third quarter. They had 19 in the first, 14 in the second. They're going in the opposite direction of what they want to. Adams dribbles in on the baseline, feeds it in now to Gollinghorst. Pass out time, tipped by Spohr, who comes up with a great steal and then is going to be called for a double dribble. Wow, what a tough play, because she danced over on the sidelines right in front of Eric and Adam Borkowski. They had a really good view on that one. Eric kind of shaking his head a little bit. Adam as stoic as he always is. Hauser, they'll double team her. Knocked away. Peterson tries to save it, but it's into the hands of Hauser. Hauser up across half court again as that ball got knocked into the backcourt runner. Blocked by Harlow Miller. Rebound taken down by Rasmussen. And we're going to get a reach-in foul. That should be more free throws coming up here. And Zoe Rasmussen will go down and shoot free throws. And foul going to go on Hauser. That's going to be her first. So Hauser again attacking off the right side. Harlow Miller with the block shot. Zoe Rasmussen at the line. 83% free throw shooter. That's a number you don't see much anymore. Told you, great shooter. And she hits nothing but the bottom of the net on the first one. 42-27. She's got 4 points now on the night. Hit a three in the first half. Second one on the way up. Good as well. And just like that, the lead back to 16. Largest lead's been 18. Haven't been able to get it into the 20s as the Tigers just keep battling. Pass is tipped, and we're going to get it out of bounds, and that is going to be last touched by Dorscher. So it'll be Spartan basketball with 18.9 seconds remaining. Sounds like we're going to be getting some rain here in a little while. They'll get it into Taryn Peterson. Light pressure from Gollinghorst. Taryn will break that pressure. Gets it up across half court. Taryn going to hold to about 6 seconds. Looks to attack. Gets it over on the right wing. Now finds a crease. Attack shot up. No good. But she will go to the free throw line. And she was fouled on the play. She'll get two free throws. And that foul going to go on Josie Milliken. That is going to be number two on her. A three-point, nice hesitation move that time by Taryn to get herself just a little bit, lets the defense stop for a second. Free throw by Taryn is up and good. She's hit three straight now from the line. 44-27. Second free throw upcoming here. That one is up, nothing but the bottom of the net. We'll see if Griswold can get anything off or if the Spartans can come up with a steal here. Inbounds pass comes into Dorscher. Dorscher will dribble out the clock. And the third quarter will come to an end. Spartans lead it by 18, 45-27. They put 12 on the board in that third quarter of play, giving up 9. We've got the fourth quarter coming up in 1 minute right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Audubon today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Audubon.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Audubon Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
Spartans with a little 6-0 spurt to end that third quarter. They lead it here by 18. Now have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Taryn Peterson will bring it up, works it over on the right wing. Now off to Spore. Spore will penetrate in. Tries to lob it underneath, but the ball is tipped, stolen away that time. Amos will come up with a loose ball. Off now to Gollinghorst. Gollinghorst up across half court. Defended by Taryn Peterson. Finds Adams over on the right wing. Adams looks to attack. Gets down to the baseline. Pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound taken down by Gollinghorst. Her turnaround jumper up, no good. Spore will clear the rebound. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul as she is knocked to the floor. And that foul going to go on Gollinghorst. That is number 2 on her. Quick first foul against the Tigers here in this fourth quarter of play. Winner again back in action Friday. If the Spartans hold on here, we'll have somebody down here. Either I think it's Mason Nealon coming down. No, it's Casey Miners coming down. Harlow Miller has the blast slip through her fingertips. It's going to go out of bounds. Comes over to the Spartan bench. So the Tigers will have it after the turnovers for Xyra. Hasn't started too many of the quarters well. I mean, they had the perfect shot that they missed to start the third. Turnover here on their first possession of the fourth. They did that first quarter was pretty good. Ball going to be off of the knee as Riley Miller knocked it off that time. A Hauser, she's kind of laughing and kind of has that no, it wasn't off of her knee, but it is going to be Spartan basketball. She knows she got away with one there. Taryn Peterson will bring it up. Dorsher set to check back in. Jalen Peterson left side down to Taryn on the baseline. Tries to pass it inside. That one thrown right into the defense's hands. And Tom just shakes his head and takes a seat over here on the end of the Spartan bench. Hauser with it out high right side. Way too many turnovers for the Spartans tonight. Driving in as Hauser gets to the right block. Shot up no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Spore. Spartans average 15 turnovers a game. They're well into the 20s probably tonight. Harlow Miller has the shot blocked. Milliken with that block shot. Gollinghorst goes down for the rebound and then gets the ball off to Adams to pass his tip. Spore, though, comes up with the steal. Gets it off now to Taryn Peterson. And she is going to be fouled as she tries to drive in on the left side. So that'll be 2 fouls here in this quarter against Griswold. That'll be number 3 on Adams. Checking into the game is Dorsher. She'll check in for Milliken, who's been really good defensively down in the post. Cadence Brandon-Spore lobs it in. Harlow Miller with the catch. Now to Taryn, to Jalen up top. Over to Riley. Over to the right corner to Spore. Skip pass over to Taryn. Left side. 3 on the way up. No good. Weak side rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Spore. And it's going to be Tiger basketball. Hauser will bring it up. 1-3-1 this trip down for Xyro Kern-Kimmel. They'll probably try to trap onto this. And Caden Spore, jumped the passing lane, come up with a steal, but then throws it to Dorsher as she tried to save it. Now Taryn Peterson tips it, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Gollinghorst, excuse me. So the scramble defense by the Spartans nearly came up with 2 steals. They do create the turnover. Spartans with the basketball up right now, 18-45-27. Karen Peterson will bring it up. Works it up across half court. Lob pass inside to Jaylen, and that one going to be thrown away as well. Spartans right now just not getting good angles to get the passes to who they're trying to get to. And the post players, you've got to be big, but you got to be on your toes, and you got to be able to move to get the ball. So you call for it, but you got to be able to move if the pass isn't perfect. Karen Peterson with a block shot as Adams tries to get a shot off from the right corner. That'll be swatted out of bounds. Gollinghorst and Wyman will check in. Dorsher and Amos will check out for the Tigers. 5:36 to go in this one. Our Mackey Motors postgame show coming up. Hauser turnaround three is a good from the corner on the inbound. She's got five threes here tonight. 45 now to 30. This one not quite over yet. Taryn Peterson, though, says, I'm just going to take over. Gets to the left side of the bucket, draws some contact, and gets her shot to fall, and will head to the free throw line. Milliken just picked up her third. Joey Rasmussen sets a check in. Peterson at the line, 4 of 5 tonight. Riley Miller will check out. Again, Jeff Story on in the house tonight, taking some professional photos for us, and he'll get those up on Jeannie Kirkhoff's Facebook page either late tonight or tomorrow. So check for them. They're free to download. Jeannie sponsors Jeff to go out to the games that we broadcast. One of our two sponsors, our other one, of course, is Mackey Motors along with the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network. Taryn Peterson knocks down the free throw, but tonight the photos will go to the Jeannie Kirkhoff Facebook page. So we thank Jeannie for her sponsorship. Such a nice lady. I get a chance to talk to her every now and then. Taryn Peterson coming up with a steal. She's going to be grabbed and fouled. That'll go on Hauser, number two on her, but four already against the Tigers here in the quarter. Yeah. Well, officials thought for a second that that was the fifth already, so they started to head down, but it is just number four. 5:12 left in this one. Spartans have been in control. We were 2-2 at one point. Then it was 13-2. They've led by double digits most of this game, but every time they get up like what they are now, 18 or so, they just have a turnover there as they try to feed the ball inside to Brabham. It goes through her hands and out of bounds. But the Tigers keep clawing their way back into this one. The largest lead of the night's been 18. Titans have had it several times. Adams works it over on the right side, defended by Jaylen. Fake like she was going back up top, goes down to the baseline, cut off. Pass comes up top to Wyman. Wyman drives down the right side, over to Adams. Her right side jumper on the way, up in, good. And Adams hits her third three here of the ball game. We've got a 15-point ball game again at 48-33. Another timeout on the floor. This one called by Griswold. We'll step away back right after this on KCIM.
New Way Auto Group.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
Rasmussen will inbound. Spartans with the basketball up for a 15 here with 4:40 to go in regulation. Taryn Peterson looking to bring it up. We'll kick it over to Rasmussen. Hauser almost jumped it. They'll go inside to Jaylen. Spins into the double team. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Putback is up and no good. And Gollinghorst will grab the rebound up for the Spartans. For the Tigers. Lob pass down to Hauser in the corner. Pump fake is Taryn, closed down. Under pull-up jumper up, no good. And the rebound taken down by Zoe Rasmussen. She's got five. Riley Miller going to check into the ballgame for the Spartans during the next dead ball. Taryn will penetrate down to the left of baseline. Brings it out on the wing. Up top to four. Spore attacks down the right side, gets in for the layup. Shot up no good, but she'll draw some contact and get herself to the free throw line. Hauser says that one's on her, but it's not. Gollinghorst going to pick up the foul. That's going to be number three on Gollinghorst. Spore's free throw on the way up and good. Spore one of three at the line tonight, but 62% on the season, so more than likely she'll get this one to fall. Got a final tonight. Coon Rapids Baird rolling over Southeast Warren, 54-20. So they advance over on kick 106.7. Spore knocks down both free throws. It's 50 now at 233. Another jumper from the corner. This one up no good that time from Wyman. Jalen Peterson with the rebound. Taryn attacks on the other end. Gollinghorst with the block shot. She'll come up with a rebound. Taryn now tips it away and comes up with the steal. Taryn will bring it out on the wing. They'll get it now inside to Jalen. She'll spin the shots up in good. Jalen Peterson makes it a 19-point ball game at 52-33. And now we get a block call. Going to go against Cadence Brandon Spore down on the other end. She'll pick up her third. First against the Spartans here in the quarter. Gollinghorst will inbound. They'll box it up around the lane. Again, we'll talk with Coach Peterson, one of the Spartan girls in the postgame. Three from the right corner up, no good. And Harlow Miller battling right now with Amos for the rebound. Amos comes up with it. And now they try to tie her up, and Riley Miller will tie her up. And the jump ball possession arrow will favor the Tigers. So Gollinghorst will inbound again down on the baseline. They'll box it up on the lane again. They cut Hauser down to the left corner. Spore takes that away. And now the bounce pass inside taken away by Peterson. Taryn with the steal will push it ahead. Gets it down to Riley Miller. She'll catch and be bumped from behind. And that is going to go on Wyman. That should be her fourth. And Riley Miller going to head to the free throw line. We've had a lot of turnovers and a lot of fouls and jump balls called in this game. It's just like there hasn't been for either team really like a consistent rhythm. About every 10 to 15 seconds, the clock has stopped and the play has stopped, and it's really hard for kids to find a rhythm. First free throw is up and good. The lead is 20. Second one for Riley on the way up and no good. Jalen Peterson, though, comes down with a rebound. Her putback is blocked, and Gollinghorst will come down with a rebound. And now Jalen Peterson comes up with her first steal, kicks it out to Taryn, three up, no good. Weak side rebound to Spore. Spore back off now to Jalen. She'll spin over to the right elbow just inside the free throw line over to Taryn. Drives in left side. Lost it on the way up. Ball going to be tipped out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Harlow. And it's going to be, nope, now they're going to change it. And they are going to give it to the Spartans. They first pointed towards the Tigers. Now they're going to give it to the Spartans. 2:48 left in this one. 53-33 our score right now. You know, we'll write recap stories of all four of our area postseason girls basketball games tonight. Riley Miller inside to Taryn on the right block. Spins, turnaround jumper up, no good. Rebound taken out of there that time by Wyman for Griswold. She'll push it back. Four defenders get back, though, for the Spartans as they turn and sprint. Hauser over on the right side picks it up. Good defense by Jalen Peterson. Doesn't give up the three. Up top to Wyman. Wyman will dribble it over towards the left side. Picked up by Taryn Peterson. Now comes back to the right. Hands it off to Hauser. She's going to fire up a three. This one off the rim. No good. And Harlow Miller comes down with a rebound. That's her 15th of the ballgame. Had nine, though, in the first half. She had 10 points, nine rebounds in the first half. The Tigers going to bring in some subs and even some players that haven't had a chance to get into the game. Ball going to be dribbled off of the leg. Another turnover for Exirocron Kimbledon. Haley Baxter going to check into the game. Steinhoff going to check into the game. Milliken will come back into the game. Amos will come back into the game. And also checking in is Dorscher. Steinhoff's going to bring it up. Spartan's going to put Zoe Rasmussen back in as Spore comes up with her eighth steal of the ballgame. Off now to Taryn Peterson. Taryn with it to Harlow Miller. Open right side top of the key over to Riley on the right wing. Riley, lob pass to Taryn down on the left block. She'll bring it back out. Now to Harlow on the block. Turnaround jumper up, no good. Offensive rebound to Spore. Shot is blocked. And the rebound taken out of there by Amos for Griswold. They'll walk it up across half court. Brabham sets a check back in. Lucy Standerson going to check in. Spartans may call a timeout here, but Taryn Peterson comes up with the steal. Ahead now to Riley Miller. Her layup on the other end is up and good. So Taryn with this steal and the assist. Riley Miller with the bucket. 55-33. Steinoff pass inside. That's going to go out of bounds. And that'll get a host of new Spartans into the ballgame. Ryan Harrison, a 5'9 sophomore, checking in as well for Exira. We'll run you through the lineup for Exira Oakland and Kimbledon. Aubrey Nelson check in, and along with Zoe Rasmussen, Lucy Standerson checking in as well. Brooklyn Brabham back out onto the floor. Also checking in is Andy Riesgart. Rasmussen will handle it. Over now to Brabham. Brabham's going to attack. Her running layup is up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Pulled down nicely that time by Andy Riesgart, but she goes to the floor with the ball. So the travel will give it back over now to the Tigers. The Tigers going to empty their bench. Embry Chambers will check in. Lexi Lockwood checking into the ballgame. So all of the Tigers now suited up have played here tonight. 45 seconds to go in this one. Steinoff with it out high on the right side. Good defensive pressure as always from the Spartans. They'll get the basketball off to Baxter. It's going to be tipped and stolen away. Coming up with the steal for the Spartans is Aubrey Nelson. The pass going to be thrown away. Clock will stop with 28 seconds remaining. Our Mackey Motors tailgate around the corner as the Spartans will pick up the win, kind of as expected tonight. Steinoff gets it up across half court. Tries to throw it down to the corner. 17 seconds left. Double team. Ball is loose, kind of bouncing around. It's going to roll out towards half court. And again, Spartans will be back in action coming up. We've got a steal by Nelson. The layup is up and good on the other end. Aubrey Nelson with two steals gets her first bucket, and that is going to do it. Spartans will win it here tonight by a final of 57-33. And that will end up being their largest lead of the ballgame here tonight. So Xyra Elkhorn Kimbledon going to pick up their 20th straight win. They will advance in the postseason. And again, they'll take on the winner of Cam and Bedford. And that one should be a pretty good ball game. Bedford's a pretty good ball club. We'll step away, take a break. Our Mackey Motors tailgate interviews and final stats and our Culver's player of the game all on the way here on KCIM.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. MackeyMotors.com.
Hey everyone, Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry, Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Remembering whether it's a home or away game, getting the right kid to the right playing field on the right day. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like not being that fan.
Oh, come on, ref!
That's simple human sense.
Call Community Insurance in Ottoman today at 712-563-4422 or stop by at 422 Tracy Street in Ottoman.
Hey, sports fans, R&J Wagner Trucking, the top name in expedited transportation since 2002, is cheering on the Ottoman Wheelers. With their cutting-edge equipment and expert team, R&J Wagner handles all your liquid bulk needs with unbeatable reliability. They're proud to support our local schools and wish the best of luck to all the athletic teams.
Go Wheelers!
From everybody at R&J Wagner Trucking, we're behind you all the way.
New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas is proud to sponsor our area teams because supporting our communities is what we're all about. When it comes time to buy your next new or used vehicle, look here first. At New Way Ford, you'll find a great selection, fair prices, and a team that makes the car buying process easy, relaxed, and fun. Plus, with free oil changes for life, you can drive with confidence long after the sale. New Way Ford in Coon Rapids and Pocahontas.
Heritage Insurance wants to wish the Audubon Wheelers good luck. Heritage Insurance offers years of experience in protecting all your assets with personalized customer service that you can always trust. Let their staff answer all your insurance questions. Call for your appointment today at 712-563-9584. That's 563-9584. Good luck, Wheelers, from everyone at Heritage Insurance.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, they've been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to one-of-a-kind custards, the goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you're a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Don't forget, order the post-game meal online right now at Culver's.com. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Post game show here tonight brought to you by Mackey Motors of Lake City, recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 16 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City. Check them out online as well at MackeyMotors.com. Jeff Blankman hanging out with you here tonight. Xyro Kern Kimbleton picking up the victory here tonight. Again, wasn't an easy game for them here tonight. They were never, I wouldn't say never really in trouble here tonight, because they got out quickly, up 17-3. But the way this game flowed, it was just not a lot of flow to it. Mentioned a lot of turnovers, a lot of fouls, a lot of jump ball calls, just no real rhythm to it where the ball just kind of got up and down for long periods of time. It seemed like at least once every 30 seconds, I would say the clock would stop. And the game would stop for something here tonight. But the Spartans did what they needed to do, and the Tigers tip your cap to them. They looked like they were in trouble several different times tonight, but were able to rally back and fight their way back into it. So every time Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton looked like they were going to pull away, they'd get up, you know, 13 and then 18 and 15, and all of a sudden it'd be back down to about a 10-12 point game, and it was just on that verge of kind of getting uncomfortable for Xyro Quinn-Kimbleton, even though they were in control. And then the lead would grow and it would get to 18, and it would kind of get cut back to 12, and then it would grow back up to 15-18, and then cut back down around 10-12, and then at the end the Spartans able to get it up into the 20s, and the nice steal and bucket from Aubrey Nelson to end this one made it a 57-33 victory. And I'll get all of the scores typed up with the recap story for this region. Most people probably already going to find out who the Spartans will play. Tom may know by the time he gets up here for post-game interviews. I'll try to find out here, too, when I go to the break, if I get a chance to pull up my score sheet from around the state and see if I can find that game's final score. But a good win, I think, if your coach, you're really happy with the defensive effort here tonight. There's going to be some times that they gave up too many cuts to the basket. I know Tom fairly well. I've followed his teams for a long time. He expects excellence, and that's the reason why his teams are always so good. They're so well coached. But probably going to think that they gave up probably too many three-point looks here tonight, as Griswold finished up with 8 three-pointers. So that'll be something. 24 of their 33 points coming from beyond the three-point line. So I'm guessing that that's probably something that he's not going to be real happy about and stuff. And that'll be something that they'll focus on, and that'll be something they'll try to get better for next week. We do have Jalen Peterson joining us here in the postgame. Jalen, congratulations. Nice win here tonight. I was just kind of saying on air, this game seemed like it was hard to kind of get into a rhythm. Did it feel like that for you girls out there tonight?
Yeah, coming into this game, shots weren't necessarily falling right towards the beginning, but as we kept them going, we looked towards the gaps and started running the floor a little better.
What did you guys do really well defensively to get out to that 17-3 lead?
Really just stopping penetration as they were driving down the line, making sure that we're not fully committing, but at least putting one hand out so they're not getting an easy basket.
Were you anticipating the Hauser girl and them shooting as well as they did from beyond the arc tonight?
Yeah, I think we were doing a pretty good job making sure that they're not getting outside penetration and just shots overall. So, yeah, we did a great job stopping them.
Where were you finding the gaps offensively to be able to get? You were getting the ball inside. I know especially in the first part of the game, you girls were really serious about pounding it down into the post to you and Harlow.
Yeah, just making sure we are getting it to the taller girls. We're able to feel the defense on us, obviously, so we're able to get an easy shot going up.
How were they trying to defend you in the post? Were they giving you baseline or trying to spin you back into the lane?
Lots of time it was spinning us back into the lane. I felt a double team a couple of times, so I had to kick out, but most of the time it was working.
The Milliken girl was starting to block some shots. How did you try to adjust to her defensive presence inside?
Lots of time a pump fake, it works, or even just if I have to kick it out, but lots of times I just go up strong.
What was the difference that allowed you girls to kind of pull away late? Because it seemed like you'd get up 18, they'd cut it to 10 or 12, and then you'd kind of extend the lead. Able to pull away late and make this one look uncomfortable at 57-33. So what was the difference late in the game?
Really just stepping up our defense. Like I said, we were able to stop the girls dribbling down the line, so they weren't able to get easy shots. But, yeah, like I said, just the defensive side is what's really pulled it out for us in the end.
120 in a row. How well is this team playing right now?
It's definitely a confidence booster. This isn't necessarily our best playing time, but we definitely have a bright future looking forward to the rest of the season.
Do you care who you play on Friday, or are you just happy to have another game now on Friday night?
We're definitely grateful that we get to keep on playing, but we're definitely going to get out of that practice looking forward to the next team we play.
Well, I tell you what, appreciate you joining us. Congratulations on the win tonight. We'll get Harlow Miller up here on the headsets and get some thoughts from Harlow, who almost had a double-double in the first half. 10 rebounds for you, 9 points in that first half of play. Talk about how hard you were working and what you were seeing and able to grab so many rebounds in that first half.
Yeah, I kind of just went all out. I kind of just got as much as I've been doing. I mean, we've been working hard in practice, so that has for sure helped.
I know I kind of talked to you at the beginning of the year. You hadn't been out since your freshman year. You go out this year. How much have you kind of grown to really be happy to have gone out, and now how much are you enjoying being a part of a team that's won 20 games in a row?
Yeah, it's definitely cool. I've never been a part of a team that's had this much success.
Right.
And it's definitely been fun. I've made a lot of new friends, and it's been a good season.
How much have you grown as a player, do you think, just in this year?
Probably a lot. I'm not exactly sure. It's kind of hard to judge yourself, but I think a lot. I've been, putting in a lot of work at practice. So.
Where do you feel that you've gotten better, though? What areas do you feel you're more comfortable with?
Definitely we've been working a lot on jumping when I shoot. I think that has helped a lot, and rebounding probably.
So I know you're an outstanding, amazing volleyball player, but you don't always jump straight up in volleyball.
Yeah.
But you're such a good rebounder, and so a lot of times you go up behind a girl, but you don't get the foul because you don't go over her back. So where did you learn how to be so straight up and down on your rebounding so that you don't get called for a lot of fouls?
Honestly, I'm not sure. It probably has to do with a lot of volleyball, just lots of reps, a lot of jumping. So I'm sure it has to do with that. Same with, the little basketball experience I've had has probably helped. So.
Do you work with Dad some?
Not really. It's mainly just practice.
Just mainly. He kind of lets you because he coaches the Ottoman boys. Does he just kind of let Tom have you?
Yeah.
So what are you most looking forward to the rest of this postseason run you girls hope to go on?
Definitely just spending more time with the team. I think it's super cool that, we've had this much success.
Right.
And I'm just looking forward to any game we get, so.
Well, I tell you what, great job out here tonight. Are we going to see you now in the spring and in summer with the softball
Probably
season?
Not.
I had to tease you a little bit. Harlow Miller joining us here. We're going to wrap up our coverage. We'll step away. We're back right after this on 93.7 KCARL. A look at our Culver's player of the game.
Hey, everyone. Big Pete here from RJV Repair. Big news from the shop.
That's right. I'm officially passing the reins over to Ryan Borkowski as our new shop manager. Don't worry. Big Pete and my phones will still be on.
Ryan's ready to roll and has been in the repair industry for years and has truckload of experience. Got a question or need service?
Call Ryan today at 790-4318. He's your go-to guy in the shop.
RJV Repair, keeping you moving, and now with Ryan behind the wheel in the shop.
Let's wrap up our Mac Mackey Motors tailgate here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM KCM. Quick look at our numbers for Griswold tonight. Carson Adams with 9 points. Amanda Hauser with 20. Sadie Gallinghorst with 2. And Cami Dorsher with 2. They were 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Unofficial numbers for the Spartans tonight. Jalen Peterson, 10 points, 9 rebounds, and a steal. Riley Miller with 5 points, a rebound, an assist, and 2 steals. Taryn Peterson, 20 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 7 steals, and a block. Harlow Miller, 9 points, to go with 15 rebounds, an assist, a steal, and a block. Cadence Brandon Spore, 2 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 8 steals. Aubrey Nelson with 2 points to go with it, 2 steals. Andy Riesgaard tonight ended up with a rebound. Zoe Rasmussen had 5 points to go with it, 5 rebounds and a steal. And Brooklyn Brabham had 4 points here tonight for the Spartans. They finish up tonight 11 of 19 from the free throw line. Time to announce our Culver's player of the game. Not an easy choice here tonight. We had 3 ladies that I think all had outstanding basketball games, really 4. Jalen Peterson came a rebound shy unofficially of having a double-double. Taryn Peterson, again, 20 points, 2 rebounds, but 5 assists, 7 steals, and a block. They were better when she was on the floor. Harlow Miller nearly had a double-double tonight. She finishes with 9 points to go with 15 rebounds, an assist, and a steal. And Cadence Brandon Spore, 2 points to go with 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 8 steals on the night. I'm going to go with Taryn Peterson just because I think they were more explosive and a little bit better when she was on the floor here tonight. But again, any of those 4 candidates would have been really good candidates for our Culver's player of the game. But Taryn Peterson is our Culver's player of the game. I'll get a banner put together of Taryn, and that'll go out on the CB Sports Network website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram pages later on tonight. That's going to wrap up our coverage here tonight for McGuire, Okra, and Kimbledon. The Spartans picking up the win tonight, 57-33. Also tonight, it was a Coon Rapids Baird over Southeast Warren, 54-20. And Ikea Manning had rallied back at the end of the third. They were up on a Glidden Ralston, 38-30. That game has not gone final. You can find it on 93.7 KKRL. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, tonight. And have a great night. We'll see you again coming up.